This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Egypt has mediated a cessation of hostilities between Israel and the Palestinians in Gaza after a round of rocket and mortar fire and retaliatory airstrikes over the past 2 days. They were the fiercest clashes since the 2014 Gaza War. UN Relief and Works Agency spokesman Christopher Gunness said the region is staring into the abyss of a fourth destructive war in a decade.
In the last 10 years, tens of thousands of people have been wounded or maimed or killed, including hundreds of children. And that's why we say to the warring parties, they have to abide by the emerging ceasefire.
The violence, including an apparently botched Israeli raid into Gaza Sunday, caused casualties on both sides. In southern Israel, Sdot resident Yohai Dehem said everyone wants a ceasefire. In Gaza, one Palestinian family is grieving the loss of their 21-year-old son killed in an Israeli airstrike. His mother, Ragda Hawa, said he was sent out to irrigate the family garden at the time he was killed. Violence has simmered along the border since Palestinians launched weekly protests on March 30, demanding an easing of the blockade of Gaza and the right of return to lands lost after Israel's founding in 1948. A top official at the World Health Organization Emergency Response Chief Peter Salama said he hopes the latest Ebola outbreak in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo will be over the next 6 months.
It's very hard to predict time frames in an outbreak as complicated as this with so many variables that are outside our control. But certainly we're planning on at least another 6 months before we could declare this outbreak over.
The latest outbreak affecting North Kivu province resulted in more than 300 confirmed cases and 200 deaths. He said a major cause of the spread of the deadly virus, the use by people of several hundred unregulated health centers in the town of Beni. This is VOA News.